This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Well, you are too, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the, you got to be part of the solution. That's really the best way to do it. And it really, truly, seriously, get informed. I know you're tired of me saying it, and I keep saying it. Because I need you guys to step up. And we all do, not just me. We need you guys to step up. And, you know, today I was with a couple of people that we were talking about how to, you know, they keep talking about the federal elections in their area. And I keep telling them, stop talking about federal elections. You can't even take back your local school boards. What makes you think you could take on $1 million election? Or a multi-million-dollar election, I should say. So stop that. Figure out how to get your school boards back. Figure out how to get your water boards back. Your city council. I mean, well, you know, some of you don't realize how important water boards are. They dictate as to how many homes can be built or not built. How many schools can be built or not built. They provide water for every project in town. And you get some of those eco-freaks that think there should be no building whatsoever. And you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a major problem. Look what's going on in California. The farmers can't get water. Because the fish need it more. Now, I'm being general, but truly. I won't go through this again. I've been through it a dozen times. But they're pushing, you know, don't feel bad for California when you hear about the drought. They don't have enough water because they're pushing fresh water out to the sea. They don't care. Because the eco-freaks have pounded on them enough to scare them. And when I say them, do I really have to tell you who the them is? Do you not know? Those elected officials, those spineless officials up there in Sacramento, California. Right? And I say spineless. I have every right to say that. Because the Democrats that have a supermajority in this state will tell you that they don't want Gavin Newsom having the power that he has, but they're doing absolutely nothing to take it away from him. Not kind of, sort of, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why would that be? Makes no sense. If they truly want it, why would that be? That's interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that's it. You need to be part of the solution. So Trump, in a recent poll, beats Biden actually pummels Biden. And it's even worse for Harris. Former President Trump leads the President Biden in a Harvard Caps Harris poll. It was released Monday about the 2024 run. It looks bad for Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump garnered 47% of the support compared to Biden's 41% with 12% undecided. Vice President Kamala Harris fared even worse against Trump, only getting 38% compared to Trump's 40. My God, if you vote for her for president, you really need your you need to be checked. I'll put it that way. Really. If Trump and Biden do not run in 2024, the poll found that Harris would only lead against Florida Governor DeSantis by 2 points. I don't even know how that's possible. I mean, sincerely, I don't even know how that's possible. I would not give a lot of weight to the trial heats right now, other than that they reflect the weakness of Biden and the administration. It's according to Mark Penn, the co-director of the Harvard Caps Harris polls. He said that Trump beats them both by a wide margin, suggests most Republican nominees, once known fully by the public, would beat them unless they are able to pivot out of the current, you know, quagmire of the numbers. So, just the mere fact, I don't know if you people really get this, I don't know if some people get this, the mere fact that Trump is beating Biden by any stretch should scare the crud out of these people. And I'm not just saying that. I mean that sincerely. This has got to be scaring them to a degree, to a point. Actually, it's going to be scaring them a lot, frankly. Because they perceive Biden should be way up, shouldn't he? He's a great guy, isn't he? Come on. I mean, he's doing all the right things. My only fear right now, I think I shared this with somebody else that I was talking with. My fear is that ultimately, people somehow give him credit for what's going on there in Ukraine when it comes to if they come up with a ceasefire or some kind of out here. And in reality, it has nothing to do with him. They didn't even want him around. The Europeans didn't even invite him to the table, you know, for talks. And you know that Putin's deal, right? I mean, think about this. Putin's deal is going to be that he is not, absolutely not, tried for your war crimes. You know that's going to happen. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Jump to your phone. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to get informed enough so you can be part of the solution. So we're not begging you to get informed. It's ridiculous for us to have to do that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. So, the Don't Say Gay bill. Here we go again. Now you're seeing all kinds of garbage come up on it. And I do mean garbage. I'm sorry, but I do. Because that's not the bill at all. It's not what it is at all. They're being disingenuous, dishonest, and lying to you when they bring that up. There is no reason in God's creation for a kindergartner through third grade to even have to try to pronounce the word lesbian. None at all. And there is nothing negative here to speak of. And yet you have a Florida teacher has decided, I want you to, it's a couple of minutes long, but we can give it the time. Right? This is, and the teacher wants to share the love that he has with his husband with a five-year-old. Let me tell you what. I'm not even into heterosexual couples sharing the love. This is not what it's about. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Wouldn't that be really cool? How about we do that? What do you think? All right, hold on. Here we go. I think. Oh, that's always exciting. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Anyway, let me get a sound for you guys. The rest of it we'll deal with in a minute. But give me sound. Come on, give me some sound here. What are you doing to me? Oh, there you go. Let's hit this again. God bless America. Really? All right. Well, anyway, this teacher is talking about how he wants to be able to share the love. He wants to be able to share with his students. You know, what's going on? Well,
does it have anything about? Yeah, it's twofold. It really hits hard in my heart professionally and personally both. Professionally, it truly makes me feel like I am not trusted as a professional. I know my kindergarten standards through and through, and nowhere in our curriculum does it have anything about teaching sexual orientation or sexual identity. So for them to say that's happening, it's kind of crazy. But we should be able to have discussions, and that's what we're encouraged to do in kindergarten. And then personally, because my kids do have questions. They want to know who my partner is in pictures outside of my classroom, and I should be able to speak to that.
So do you worry that you won't even be able to talk about your own personal home life? I mean, I have a child in kindergarten right now. I know exactly that my child has two teachers, one of which has a daughter at home and is single. The other is married and has four children. I know everything about their lives because my kid tells me.
Absolutely. You are 100% correct. That's what we do as educators. We build relationships with our kids. And in order to build relationships, you talk about your home life. You talk about what you do on the weekends. That's building community. It scares me to death that I am not going to be able to have these conversations with my children because they're going to ask me what I did on the weekend. I don't want to have to hide that my partner and I went paddleboarding this weekend because then they ask, well, what does partner mean, Mr. Bernard? And, you know, I'm worried. Can I tell them what it means? I'm also worried for my kids. I have a little girl this year who has two moms, and the kids are curious about her two moms. They want to know about her two moms. You know, if they go to her and ask her about her two moms and she doesn't know what to say, they're going to come to me and ask me. And then, so what do I do? It opens up for parents to really take some legal action against the schools and teachers and
eres dueño de una casa en California. You know, tienes un medidor de energía.
Really, the thing that bothers me the most about all this, okay, is the fact that he's more concerned about them knowing about his home life, right? I've asked my granddaughters what they know about their teachers, right? I mean, whatever. They don't talk about their husbands. They don't talk about their families. I mean, once in a while, they may say, you know, what did your family do on vacation? Right? What happened? Where did my family go? What did my family do? Right? It's not a big deal. There's a difference in the way you couch it. There's a difference in the way you put it up. So, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about. It's not, they make it sound like they're being told that they can't say anything about their home life. No, that's not true at all. Not at all. Why can't you say my family, my daughter? I mean, we're supposed to come up, seriously, this is ridiculous. We're supposed to come up with all kinds of ways for these pronouns, micro pronouns. Seriously, we've done enough stories. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's not that easy. Not anymore, it isn't, actually. Because they make it almost impossible to talk about anything. And for us, when they have something like this, they really consider this an affront to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But what's really irritating is the Don't Say Gay bill. Are we for real? And maybe that child, see, they don't think of this because they're smarter than us, right? Maybe my six-year-old, not ready for this. Not ready for my two moms or my two dads or whatever. And if you're mad at me now and you're listening, you're going, how dare you? You know what? Deal with it. Because there are people that aren't ready for it. There are kids that are, they're just trying to figure out life on their own. They really need this? Now, the law bans educators from teaching about gender identity. Oh, and sexual orientation in kindergarten to the third grade. It also allows parents to have a say in what their kids are learning. That's terrible. Sounds pretty reasonable to me, but I guess that's terrible. Except, you know, the radical sex and gender revolutionaries don't want that. They don't want to hear that. And I love this comment too. Now I'm in public education. I hear this. I get this. The teacher says, it truly makes me feel like I'm not trusted as a professional. Nowhere in our curriculum does it have anything about teaching sexual orientation, sexual identity. You're doing that in your conversation. No, it's not. These are the terminologies they use, right? You're doing that in your conversation. You're right. It doesn't say that in the curriculum. And you being trusted as a professional, let me tell you what, your profession has done that to themselves. We played a clip the other day of a teacher going, you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to say, you'll have to kill me not to do this. Yeah. Joe Mazzini, your host. Got a lot more coming up. Be back in a few minutes.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian negotiators in Turkey offered a peace proposal to include exchanging military neutrality to their Russian counterparts. The Kremlin said it would reduce its military presence in cities near Kyiv, but America and the West says it will judge Russia by its actions, not its words. Still, there are glimmers of hope as the conflict enters its fifth week. It's not clear when a Florida amusement ride will reopen after a 14-year-old boy suffered a fatal fall last week. A manual for the ride obtained by the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services reveals that the maximum passenger weight for the Orlando Freefall is 287 pounds and that large people should not be allowed to ride if they cannot fit in the contours of the seat and the brackets don't fit properly. An attorney for Tyree Sampson says he weighed more than 300 pounds. The major indexes on Wall Street all closed higher on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Oh, my God, in some of the stories that you guys have sent me. Just amazing to me that we allow this stuff to happen on college campuses and other places. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, because that's what you want. You want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Right? God. Hey, you know, you're inundating me with some of these stories, and it's okay. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But my God, you know, CRT, ethnic studies, whatever you want to call it, whatever they're calling it, you got to really read it. Get into it and read it. And understand what they're pushing on your kids. Understand what they're teaching your children. All right? The teacher here in Florida, I'm flabbergasted by some of the stuff I'm reading about him. When he says it truly makes me feel like I'm not trusted as a professional. I started to say that it's others in your profession. I don't know this guy. All right? I don't know what he's willing to teach, what he's going to say, how he's going to say it. I don't need to know. But the problem is that your profession has been letting us down. When you see those nut jobs that start screaming, we're going to have to kill them to get them to shut up, not to talk to their transgender students. Well, nobody said he couldn't talk to your transgender students. But your kids are 5 years old, 6 years old. There is no way. Even the doctors with a spine to say it. There's no way. They still call it gender dysphoria for a reason. There's no way that these kids can tell or know how they feel. If you're really interested, I'm going to have Walt Heyer on tomorrow night. I call him my double transgender friend. He went from male to female, back to male again. And he will explain to you what the issues were, how he went through it, the trouble he ran into. Really, you need to know this stuff so you can talk to your kids about it. They're getting it in school. So he goes on to say, I should be able to discuss my weekends, what I did. No, let your kids discuss what they did. Why don't you do that? Why don't you let your kids talk about what they did over the weekend? They want to know who my partner is. They see pictures of him in my classroom. Should I be able to speak to that? The host, the MSNBC host, asked if the teacher was concerned that he would not be able to talk about his love life. Well, in order to build relationships, you talk about your home life, right? You talk about what you do on the weekends. That's building community. Well, you can talk about things you like to do. You could talk about things that the kids should try doing. Maybe a water park you went to or wherever it is. But seriously, I've heard some of these conversations. I've gotten emails. I've gotten, audio on these things. Right? Those kids at that age don't have to hear about you and your partner curling up on the couch, to watch a good movie or anything along those lines. I don't think heterosexual couples should be doing that. In all seriousness, your relationship is no concern to those kids. They should be seeing mommy and daddy at home. They should be seeing relationships at home and how families deal at home. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. He goes on to say, it scares me to death that I'm not going to be able to have these conversations with my children. Well, you'll have to do what we do. You'll have to do what you've asked us to do. Change our conversation. I mean, do you not like it? Well, I'm only saying that because you forced us to change our conversations. You forced us to have to talk about, again, I go with the pronouns, the micro pronouns, so forth and so on. Most of us don't even know what that means. And don't say it's just the old folks. There are young folks who don't know what this stuff means. In all sincerity. Now, I don't even know why the school still exists with everything going on over there. Columbia. Their health policy, student calls for critical race theory in the medical school curriculum. Why in God's creation do you need critical race theory in a medical class? Why? I mean, they have a special class for it. Why do you need to bring it in that way? What's the deal? What's the reason? Columbia University's health policy management graduate student, Nina Owen. She called for critical race theory to be taught in medical school while acknowledging that critical race theory is not directly relevant to medicine, right, or their exhaustive pursuit of biomedical knowledge. Owen Simon, urges the medical field to recognize its own racism and how it is created and continues to support racist systematic ideas. Oh, God bless. Right, because I've never seen black doctors, black nurses, black anesthesiologists. I've never seen any of that. Right? I mean, Ben Carson, I guess he's not black either, is he? Some of the most prestigious and well-known doctors are black. Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health ran the article on Wednesday about critical race theory. Scholars Richie Delgado and Jean Stefanik define critical race theory as a leftist policy political theory in their book, Critical Race Theory, an introduction which explains how the theoretical framework questions the very foundations of liberal order. I mean, we need people to start writing, talking about, and working through books that push back on these. Right? I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't. Owen Simon encourages the medical community to look outside the hospitals and laboratories to educate itself on how racism... Why would I want any medical class to look outside the medical world? It's funny how everything perpetuates racism. This is how they're going to kill... I've been saying this for years. This is how they're going to kill this whole thing. Everything is racist. That means nothing is racist at that point. It's in medicine, I guess, is perpetual racism. In law enforcement, perpetual racism. In cutlery, in being a chef, perpetual racism. I mean, you go down the whole list. In Hollywood, perpetual racism. It just doesn't stop. The fact that they really believe this stuff is really even scarier. Because it tells me there's some mental deficiencies there. Maybe that's where they need to go. She goes on, clearly our focus on precision medicine is even more high-tech procedures. It's not been the solution. What does precision medicine and high-tech procedures have to do with color? I don't care what color you are. I don't care what color you are in inventing the machine. I don't care what color you are when they use the machine on you or the technique or the procedure. Nobody I know does. Nobody I know does. Maybe you hang around a lot of racists. I don't know. And aren't you really a racist yourself when everything has to do with race? When you're looking for race and everything and how it defines a situation or a person, aren't you the problem, really, when it comes to racism? The goal is to incorporate critical race theory in medicine school and medical school to create a new breed of young physicians who have a nuance, an understanding of intersectionality and complex interplay of systematic injustice in health. Just stop. I mean, seriously, just stop. They don't realize the damage that they're doing, because the more they talk about this, the more they make it a big deal, the less of a deal it actually is. Incorporate. I don't care what you know about race. I just care about what you know about my heart, my liver, my kidneys, my lungs. What color you are makes no difference to me. This call to anti-racist action comes, as the Washington State Public Health Association declared, ready for this one? I'm not making it up. This is real. They declared racism a public health crisis. So now you got the state of Washington and Oregon that deemed that racism in public is a health. Racism is a public health crisis. Wow. Go over to your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
The bullfight. I mean, seriously, you got to. And I know Mexico's talking about getting rid of bullfighting. God bless. Anyway, you have. This is the way you have to approach these things on a regular basis. You've got to push back. You've got to fight back. You cannot be afraid of these people. I don't get it. You know, seriously. Now, this call from this for anti-racism, as I said earlier, you know, you're watching some of these blue states, Washington State, Oregon. Why would you want to put CRT? What and how would you work CRT into the medical world? I mean, no kidding, into the medical world. Are you trying to make it so, are you afraid that white doctors won't do surgery on black patients? Are we really that dull at this point? No, come on. I'm trying to get an answer from you. Now, a Cornell law professor who argued that New York State decision to prioritize life-saving COVID-19 drugs for non-white or Hispanic Latino individuals, this was the inevitable outcome of CRT. This is going to be what's going to happen. It's going to be discrimination based on race. Now, some go, well, it's about time you tasted it. About time you felt it. Is that really the right way to approach this? That's vindictiveness. That's revenge. That has nothing to do with anything. You know, I propose we start teaching history in school. I mean, I have no problem with it. Why don't we start teaching people? We'll start with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And how it went down and why it went down the way it was. And was it the right thing to do? I'm not so sure. Interning every Japanese American just because they were Japanese? I'm not so sure. Take it on a case-by-case basis. You have somebody who's been in the community 10, 12, 15 years loving this country just because they're Japanese doesn't mean they should have been thrown in an internment camp. And a guy that I was sitting with for lunch today, we were talking about these things that our country has done, whether it's in the black community, Japanese, or Asian, as he put it, community, Hispanic community. We are one of the only nations that goes back and tries to clean up the mess, even if we caused it or not. When we bombed Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, what did? We came back and we cleaned it up. We helped them. And some of you are going, yeah, well, we should have. We bombed them. They were killing our people. They bombed us without cause. You want to come up with all the little dark secrets and back alley stuff? You do that. I'm not interested. They bombed us without cause. No different than what, for all intents and purposes, what Russia did, what Putin did to the Ukrainians. He has killed thousands of innocent people. For whatever the reason is, he killed thousands. And I'm hearing all these stories like, oh, you should hear what the Ukrainians are doing to a certain group of people. And he was just going, okay, then take it in front of the international court. Heck, if UN, if the UN can't fix it, if NATO can't fix it, or they won't even engage in it, get rid of them. Trump was right. If they're useless, they're gone. They're costing money. Get them gone. Ain't that hard. Don't need a college degree for this one. Now, campus reform, where I get a lot of these campus stories, I love this. Campus reform reached out to Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health and Nina Owen Simon, who wrote the article, for comment. Can you guess what they said? You're right. Nothing. They said absolutely nothing because they can't defend it. Right? Now we have another professor who's standing up against CRT. He's got some great advice for parents. I mean, I got some great advice for parents too, but they won't listen to me. He goes on to say that he was opposing the UT Austin Faculty Council resolution in support of teaching of critical race theory and critical gender justice, or whatever, both at the university level and K-12. The resolution opposes any democratic oversight of curriculum set by government bureaucrats. Now, campus reform sat down to speak to this professor, Professor Lowry, discuss his thoughts on the resolution and the future of higher education. Now, when you speak against any faculty council, right? The question was asked, when you speak against them, have you received any backlash or support from other faculty members? And why do you think you were the only faculty member to speak out against this resolution? Well, here's the issue. We don't have people with backbones anymore. We don't have people with spines anymore. They developed their own programs. They developed their own curriculum. They developed their own facts. And they teach them like they're reality. And if you don't write down when you take your test, if you don't say what they want you to say, you lose. That simple. Lowry says, so far I've gotten primarily messages of support. Some from the university. More are national. Now, I haven't gotten much hate mail yet, and I know the faculty council doesn't like me, but hey, that's their problem. That's been true for a while, he says. I don't feel like they feel compelled to tell me either. Or tell me again that they don't like me. There's very few people who end up on the faculty council here who don't really, really like the idea of imposing critical race theory throughout the campus. See, I keep telling you guys this, you professors, you educators. There are so many more of you than you know. There's so many more of you than you have taken the time to find out about. But that's been true for a while, right? You've got to start speaking out and speaking up. These people will come forward. I'm telling, once they see there's more of you, once there's more of you engaged and involved, you can make a difference. You can change the curriculum. You can make it right. You really want, if your heart is really to teach the kids, these young minds, the truth about this stuff, then do it. He goes on to say that the main reason why I'm the only one to speak up is because I don't believe in this stuff. I think it's going to hurt these kids. Everyone knows that it's bad for your career if you stand up so they are happy when someone else does it. I just decided sitting here one day going, screw it. Someone has to say something. I realize that's where a lot of you start, but don't start there. Find a couple of others that are on the same page as you. Find a couple of others that are willing to get up and fight alongside you. Come up with a strategy and a game plan and go for it. They don't know what to do. They fold fast. They scream and yell. Let them scream and yell. They look like fools. Watch them on TV. One of the questions asked the professor is, in your response to the resolution, you cite that implementing the Chicago principles and the Calvin report would be the best way to ensure academic freedom. Why do you think the faculty council didn't go for that? He said, to clarify, I think that the Chicago principles and the Calvin report would be a much better approach than what the faculty council is doing. If the goal is really to defend academic freedom, why are they taking the steps they're taking? Because it's not. The goal is to push the ideology of most educators, of most professors. And maybe I got that wrong. Maybe many just don't want to say anything, and it really is a smaller group of noisy professors. I don't know. I'm not the expert here. The faculty council does not favor the approach because they're not actually interested in academic freedom. Their goal is to be able to dictate what ideas can be expressed on campus. So, therefore, they specifically support teaching critical race theory. This is throughout the university. And now it's been pushed out that they think it should be taught K-12 level. So, every year, in everything going on, this is what you're going to hear on a regular basis. The faculty council fully supports diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's an easy one. What I find funny about that, though, is usually when you have a czar for that, right, diversity, equity, inclusion, they're usually black or Hispanic. They focus on those communities. But wouldn't diversity, equity, inclusion include everybody? Not just one group over another? I'm just curious. You know, because when you read the definition of equity, it's everybody has the same access to the resources, right? Everybody gets the same playing field, if you would. And inclusion, even though they say it's for those that are usually left out, shouldn't that be for everybody? I'm asking because you would think that these questions have already been asked, and they've worked them through, and they've got an answer, but they don't. Anyhow, when you hear these comments, when you see these words in your child's book, when you hear a speech at a school that you go to, maybe you're going back to open house night or back to school night or something along those lines, ask the questions. Ask the school what that means. What do those words mean? You might be shocked. And they're your kids. So much to your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Really. You got me, but I got a lot coming.